welcome to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On today's episode of Epic Moth Time, not only do we have poems, moths, and good music, we also have one of my best pals, Eli Marcus.
Hello, hello.
That's Eli.
That is me.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell. But yeah, the first song that I'm going to play on today's show is one that I actually heard like 2 hours ago for the first time, called La Fama by Rosalia. So here it is. Enjoy.
Lo que pasó, a ti te lo cuento. Si es que se dio, yo tenía mi bebé, era algo bien especial, pero me obsesioné con algo que a él le hacía mal. Miles de canciones en mi mente y él me lo notaba, y él tantas veces que me lo decía, yo como si nada.
Yo nunca le confiaré. Si quiere duerme con ella, pero nunca la vayas a casar. Lo que pasó me ha dejado en vela. Ya no puedo ni pensar. La sangre le hierve. Siempre quiere más. Puñaladita está su ambición en el pecho afilada. Es lo peor.
Es mal amante la fama y no va a quererme de verdad. Es demasiado traicionera y como ella viene se me va. Yo sé que será celosa, yo nunca le confiaré. Si quiero duermo con ella, pero nunca me la voy a casar. No hay manera de que esta obsesión se me fuera y desaparezca. Yo aún no aprendí la manera.
No hay manera que desaparezca. Y como ya viene, se te va.
Yo sé que será celosa, yo nunca le confiaré. Si quiero duermo con ella, pero nunca me la voy a casar.
Okie dokie, artichokies. That was La Fama by Rosalia featuring The Weeknd. Quite a good bop, indeed. I don't speak a word of Spanish, so I have no idea what they're saying, but, yeah. Eli, you any thoughts? Oh, I have to turn his mic on, lol.
I do have thoughts. That was a good song. I really liked it. That was like a dance. It made me want to dance. We were talking about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I introduce the...
Yeah, go for it.
Next up, this is Ashley's Roach Clip by the Heritage Orchestra with Jules Buckley, Ghost Note, and Corey Henry.
Word. I've never heard it, so I'm excited.
I think I've heard it twice.
Cool. Oh my god, wait, is Corey Henry the person that
he's
saw?
He's the keyboard player that I saw a lot
in concert.
2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Eli saw Corey Henry in concert and was very geeked.
Yeah, I met him after.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Anyway, it's that's the song. It's Heritage Orchestra, Ashley's Roach Clip. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hello. I'm back. Duh. That was Ashley's Roach Clip by the Heritage Orchestra. And it was very groovy, very fun.
Yeah. That little This Is a Journey is also from another song, but I can't place it. I think it's like a Young MC song.
Weird. When I was listening to it, I just imagined like a bunch of little moths dancing.
Yeah.
In a little room.
Yeah. In this room right here.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Well, up next, we've got Pool by Still Woozy and Remy Wolf. Yeah, I've been listening to this song a lot this whole week, and I really love it, and I hope you will really love it, too. Okay, here we go.
Going well, but not without the need to knock on me. And we said goodbye after saving down in killer bees and crying about how much he loves his wife. I told my friend about last night, risking my relationships. I just can't resist some bad behavior I've been trying to hide and suffocate and drown. Kiss me when I kiss a mouse. He asking me to run and skip down, but I never could. Babe, you know that we both move too fast. Why would you even ask me? My friend at the pool, she told me she was fucking up, but I wouldn't call her anybody's fool. We said goodbye, she touched down on the underground, and I went back to trying to live my life. Me, I worked all day, just let me sleep alright. Two shots in my head, I felt my legs kick in my bed. I remembered what my mama had said.
Now, child,
you never could.
I love how at the end of that song they just go bonk, 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 bonk on the drums. Oh, I have to turn on Eli's mic. I keep forgetting.
I do agree with that. And then the little amp feedback at the end.
Wow. Yeah. They do that on Ivy by Frank Ocean, and I kind of hate it, but I still love the song.
Yeah, good song.
He's like ripping out his guitar strings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to introduce the next one?
Sure. Up next, we've got a song by Wolfpack. I don't know why it says featuring Theo Katzman, because he's part of the band. It's called Lonely Town. That's about all I
got.
Yep.
I'm going to play it now. Get excited.
Is the mayor of Lonely Town population one? Population one. Staring a hole in the ground, staring at the sun. Oh, and I'm starting to feel like he might be real, like he's something I might become.
To turn on both mics this time. Pretty epic. Yeah. Before I play the next song, we've got the specialist, most amazing time of the show. It's the dried fruit PSA. Woo! All right, get excited. Dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well.
Is this dried blueberries?
Yeah.
I've never had a dried blueberry.
I feel like I haven't either, but I might have. I don't know. My family eats a lot of dried fruits.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have another PSA we're supposed to do. So Eli's going to read this one.
Pick a number, one or two.
Two!
Thanks, because that's way shorter.
Two!
If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. End quote.
Well, yeah. We keep it freeform.
Yeah.
My 21 listeners. Keep it freeform. Okay, anyway, this is, obviously it wouldn't be Epic Moth Time if I didn't play, like, either Frank Ocean or Cherry Colored Funk, so today it's Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins.
And you did just reference Frank Ocean, so.
Yeah, I did, so now it's a double whammy. Mm-hmm. Double whammy! Okay, yeah, word. That was Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins, obviously. Yeah.
I've been told if I sing, I will get... What? National will donate if I sing.
My roommate says that if Eli sings on the radio, Ashlyn, her name, she will donate to WMFO. So, yeah. Hi, Ashlyn.
Hello.
Wait, okay. The next song we're going to play on today's show is so utterly fantastic, and it makes me really nostalgic for something I can't remember.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't describe it, but it makes me just, like, really, really like miss something in like the most beautiful way. Anyway, it's Useless by Omar Apollo. That's like one of those songs that I wish would just like last forever. Like I could listen to it for my entire life and not be upset.
Yeah, that bass at the end is so nice. Very fun.
Yeah, word. For anyone that needs it, it was Useless by Omar Apollo.
We all need it.
Yeah, up next we have a different vibe, but very fun nonetheless. It's Poppy Bones by FK Twigs featuring Shy Girl. From FK Twigs, Twigsies. from her mixtape, Capri Songs. Anything you want to add?
Nope.
Okay, word. Here it is.
Let me tell you something, yeah. Yeah, that can wine. Okay.
Morning, people. You know it's movie star Johnny, UK dancer general. And right now, me a go introduce a song. We are gonna take over the whole place. We are gonna run the dance floor. FKA Twigs, Shy Girl, play the song. See the song, yeah.
Let me people. Tell you, see the song, yeah. Yeah, that can wine, but girl that can dance. And I'm just meaning like. She just lets herself be free and so expressive and just don't give a fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, there's nothing more sexier than that.
True safe, I've never realized that the guy. Capri Sun energy, yeah. Where's the grind up on in your area? Let's start it again. Boom, boom, take us when you can't find the one up. But everybody wants to send up for my love. Sticky sweet, I'm on the beat like a killer. A killer, a killer.
On my body,
you can hold it.
Never stop. I am in nobody.
Who control it?
Not enough, just a little more. Eyes wide shut, we can rock till the morning. Happy got in it, check it, pacify. Tell me when, tell me where I can reach your body.
I could be with a girl and she can't dance.
Let's start it.
Artichokies, that was Poppy Bones featuring Shy Girl by FK Twigs. If anyone can't tell, I wish I was clubbing right now. Yeah, vicariously clubbing in the WMFO studio. Anyway, shout out to my mother and my sister and my Una. Yeah, my loves. Word. Anyone shout out? Any shout outs you want to make?
Hi, guys.
And Ashlyn, too. I'm Hi, Ashlyn. Ash.
Hello.
She said, "You don't get my money."
Ashlyn!
Consider donating.
Consider donating to the WMFO donation drive.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I started reading poems from the New York Times poem section that I collected in my journal as a silly little high schooler. And so now I'm going to read one of my favorites. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. This one is by Sean Thomas Doherty, and it was published May 24th, 2018. It's called Tamir Rice. I try to translate the Aramaic of the sky, the violet streaks of dust, that frame our youngest daughter, John, in two-point perspective. She is a you and an I. Separate and sublime. Her voice is a constant why. This video she found in online, in her head on repeat. She wants to know, why did the policeman shoot this boy? She wants to know. He was playing. She climbs into your lap. Around our daughter's lips, chewed bits of white petal. She's been eating clover. The lilac bush scythes against the wood fence. In the hive of the wind, there is something sickly sweet blowing in. The swing in the dark slowly hangs itself. Yeah. Very
beautiful.
Very somber, very beautiful. I love the first line, the Aramaic of the sky. Oh, wow. Oh my God. Oh my God. Big news, big news, big news. My favorite author, or one of my favorite authors, is publishing a new book of poetry this week, and I'm so excited. I usually like don't buy books. I only like rent them from the library because libraries. I also just like can't lug around books all the time, but you better believe I'm buying this one. Ocean Vuong's new book, Time is a Mother, comes out, so shout out for that.
Cool.
Yeah. That was in English, but that was just blurbles. But the next song is Thinning by Snail Mail.
Snail Mail.
Got anything to say?
Snail Mail.
Snail Mail. Okay, word.
That's all I've got.
Snail Mail.
Snail Mail. You didn't press the right button.
Okay, whatever.
Danny has left the room to grab some water, so I'm taking over the show. That was Thinning by Snail Mail. I'm just going to kill time until we get her back. But actually, we've got a song queued from before, so maybe we'll just go right into that. Do You Need Power, in parentheses, walkout music, from the movie Creed 2, from the album Creed 2, the album, by Bon Iver. Let's hear it. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm back. I just, you know, hydrating.
Yeah.
That was Do You Need Power? Walkout Music from the Creed 2 soundtrack by Bon Iver. Kind of weird that Bon Iver is on the Creed 2 soundtrack. You wouldn't expect it. But yeah, he's fantastic. I love Bon Iver, and he's also from Wisconsin. So extra flex. Yeah, cheese Bon Iver.
Yep.
That beer.
What more could you ask for?
Yeah, that's what you got.
The big three.
Up next, we have a song Eli is going to introduce.
Yeah, this is Gracie 2 by Jerry Paper. Those are two names and two nouns.
Word. Hell yeah.
I don't know anything about this song. I think I heard it like 3 months ago.
Yeah. All cool. Right, let's do it.
I feel our hearts beating, our chests. I can't tell which one is yours, which is mine. I touch me. Sure.
Hello.
We're back.
Back we are.
Did you miss us? I guess not.
Was I supposed to miss us?
I don't know. Lol. Okay, word. Eli has a moth fact to share, as this is epic moth time, so we're all listening.
Scientists know exactly how many nerve cells are in a moth's brain, and it's 1 million. I mean, probably give or take some.
Do you have a comparison for
how comparison, many? Actually, if I can cut you off right there. The human brain has more than 100 billion nerve cells. So a moth is like a human but stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, moths and humans are basically the same thing.
Except for they have smaller brains. Maybe they're just pruned more. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a fact.
Word.
That's a science fact.
Science fact. I wonder if you could like be like, what's the smartest moth?
Should I Google it?
I remember reading a really interesting article one time that was talking about like moth memory and how like moths are able to remember things from like the caterpillar stage of their lives, even though when they're in the like cocoon, you like their bodies like literally liquefy.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like cocoon stage or chrysalis in terms of butterflies. Crazy. Anyway, we have a lovely, amazing song up next. It's Cut Your Bangs by Girlpool. Eli has a fun anecdote about it the first time he heard it.
Someone who had a crush on me in high school sent me this over summer. And I was on the toilet when I got this text, and I put the song on. I don't remember how it sounds, but I remember I was like, what?
A toilet tune. When it's Cut Your Bangs by Girlpool.
The mics are still on, so I'm gonna wax a little bit. Oh. We're looking up the song live.
Okay, I got it.
Here we go.
Weird.
Thank you.
that was Cut Your Bangs by Girlpool.
Pretty song.
Yes. Up next, we've got Paul by Big Thief.
Oh, the last time I saw Paul, I was horrible and almost let him in. But I stopped and caught the wall, and my mouth got dry, so all I did was take him for a spin. Yeah, we hopped inside my car.
By Big Thief, and I love the line where it's like shadow machine. I want to be your shadow machine. Yeah. Okay, up next, Eli will introduce what is up next.
This is Swing Low Magellan. I don't know what the third word is. By the Dirty Projectors. Or just Dirty Projectors. There's no the. I shouldn't assume.
Hell yeah. Here it is.
Last night all my attention squinting westward at the sunset, with a map and a compass, when a man reached up, said something there against the sky, a point of light. To give itself to the naked eye. On the shore, people yelling, in their eyes a great reflection, in the grid aware their position, unconcerned with intuition there.
of sympathy from that wilderness. So let it be arrested. Six or eight by seven, poster sent in old at the border of what you attend, what you ignore. I saw my frame in a pool of light, all drowned in doubt and shame, and I knew that I had lost my sight.
Okie dokie, artichokies. That was the second to last song of today's show. So before I play the last song, I'm just going to do the outro. My name is Danny, and we also have... Eli?
Hi. Sort of bye.
And you've just listened to Epic Moth Time on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The last song is Blackbird by the Beatles. And peace out.
Good night.
Good night.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
This moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.